John 18:1-14. I am he. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. The Lord will give you understanding and speak to you as you read John 18 each day as we are studying this chapter. We will take 2 weeks to study this chapter, by the way. Let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. As we begin our study of John chapter 18, let us review the outline of the Gospel of John, which we presented in the introduction. Chapters 1 through 12 cover the public ministry of Jesus. As we have discussed, the other Gospels go into many details about the life and ministry of Jesus that John did not discuss. Chapters 13 to 17 cover the private teaching of Jesus to his disciples. These five chapters contain Jesus' words to his disciples just before he was crucified and are not covered in the other Gospels. Chapters 18 to 20 focus on the arrest, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus. Chapter 21 is the account of the restoration of Peter after the resurrection. I chose John 18:11 as a key verse for John chapter 18. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put the sword into its sheath. The cup the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" This chapter gives details about Jesus' arrest, his trials before the high priest and Pilate, and Peter's denials. However, one thing is very clear. Jesus chose to drink the cup of suffering the Father had given to him. He chose to accept the suffering, humiliation, and death on the cross that our sins might be forgiven. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for drinking the cup of suffering for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. Give us a heart to seek you and to know you. Give us a deep understanding of the cross as we study this chapter. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. John 18:1-14. I am he. Beginning at verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, into which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met with his disciples there. Judas then, having taken a detachment of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were happening to him, went out and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas also, who betrayed them, was standing with them. Meditation question. What was Jesus' mindset when they came to arrest him? Judas came with the soldiers, officers, chief priests, and Pharisees during the dark of night. Jesus knew the garden Jesus went to because he often met with his disciples there. They were carrying lanterns, torches, and weapons. They came to arrest Jesus with several Jewish leaders and officials. They came at night because they were afraid that if they arrested Jesus in public during the day, the crowds might resist them. One would think that Jesus would be nervous, afraid, or angry when Judas, the traitor, came with the soldiers and Jewish leaders to arrest him. Most people would want to run, argue, or defend themselves if this happened to them. However, it says that Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. He did not resist, but asked, "Who are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I am he." Jesus knew that he would be crucified and die for the sins of the world as the sacrificial lamb of God. Peter described Jesus' attitude and actions in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. This was the mindset of Jesus when they came to arrest him. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, He did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, and now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Peter quoted several phrases in Isaiah 53 in this passage. Jesus knew that he was the Lamb of God. He offered himself willingly as a sacrifice for our sins and took upon himself the judgment we deserved. This is what he came to do. Verse 6, when therefore he said to them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Again, therefore, he asked them, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, of those you have given me, I have lost none. Meditation question. Why do you think that when Jesus said, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground? The soldiers said that they were looking for Jesus the Nazarene, and Jesus answered, I am he. The Greek words for Jesus' statement, I am he, are in Greek, ego, eimi. Ego means I, and eimi means am. Therefore, many scholars think that Jesus purposely used the name of God, I am, to identify himself when the thugs came to arrest them. When they heard Jesus say, I am, they backed away and fell to the ground. They were overwhelmed by the presence, authority, and majesty of Jesus. Judas was standing with the soldiers and Jewish leaders who came to arrest Jesus. He successfully led them to a place where they could arrest Jesus. However, I think that Judas had no sense of joy or fulfillment. He felt shame, guilt, and remorse. He was just dark, empty, and alone. Those who stumbled and fell to the ground before Jesus will also stand before him on the day of judgment, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 5:10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. What will they say when they stand before Jesus on that day? In verse 8, Jesus said to those who came to arrest him, you have come to arrest me, so let them go. In verse 9, Jesus referred to words he had spoken in John 6:39, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. Judas was already lost and had given his heart over to Satan. Jesus did not resist those who came to arrest him. He is the one they wanted, so they let the others go. Verse 10. Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, put the sword in its sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it? Meditation question. What was the cup the Father had gave Jesus? Why was Jesus willing to drink it? Peter drew his sword and cut off the ear of a servant named Malchus. Peter was willing to fight in the garden. He was not being spirit-led, but was acting in the flesh. He acted out of his emotions and physical strength. He looked strong at the moment, but a short time later he would be filled with fear and would deny that he knew Jesus three times. The word cup is often used in the scripture to describe God's judgment or great suffering. Jesus knew he would soon experience God's judgment for the sins of humanity on the cross. He was not afraid of being arrested or of dying. He had decided to drink the cup of suffering the Father had given to him. He had no fear of man, even though they came to arrest him, torture him, and crucify him. He submitted to the Father's will. Jesus' cup was to drink the cup of judgment and wrath for us and for the sins of all people. I often quote 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This summarizes what Jesus did for us. He drank the cup the Father gave him by becoming sin for us and taking on himself the judgment we deserved. Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath so that he could offer to us the cup of the new covenant, which is based on the pouring out of his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. As it is written in Matthew 26:27-28, then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus became sin for us, so that we could become righteous in him. Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath so that we could drink from the cup of God's mercy, love, and blessing. Jesus drank the cup of judgment we deserved so that we could live in sweet fellowship with God forever. This is the cup we offer to people who do not yet know him. Verse 12, so the detachment, the commanding officer and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him and led him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should perish for the people. Meditation question: who are Annas and Caiaphas? Annas had been the Jewish high priest, but was deposed by their Roman rulers. His son-in-law, Caiaphas, was the high priest when Jesus was arrested, but Annas still had political power and influence. The people still thought of him as the high priest. When the Jewish leaders were discussing what to do with Jesus, Caiaphas had said it would be better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to perish. God used Caiaphas, the high priest, even though he was wicked, to prophesy that Jesus would die for the sins of the nation. This is just one more piece of evidence that Jesus died according to God's plan. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you offered yourself as a sacrifice for our sins. You willingly took the judgment and wrath of God upon yourself and died for us. You drank the cup of suffering for us, that we might drink the cup of your grace, mercy, and love. Thank you, Lord. Amen.